90% of consumers read online reviews before visiting a business. What do people see when they look you up online? We give you the tools you need to take control of your reputation. Send surveys to your customers via text message with Testimonial Collector. Get 5-star reviews on all the major platforms like Google, Yelp, and more. Track what people are saying about your business with Reputation Manager. Respond to comments and turn negative reviews into happy customers. See what your competitors' customers are saying about them with Competition Tracker. Learn great marketing tactics and what it takes to stay on top. A bigger social presence means more connections. Automatically generate and schedule engaging social media posts with Social 365. Build trust, boost sales, and grow your business.
In the life of an entrepreneur, what can I say? So let's get the intro out the way. I've been trying to get this queen on here for a minute, so I'm excited to finally get her here. That just goes to show she's so busy, you know. She just decided to entertain my little show. So anyway, okay, let's get the intro out the way. You are tuning into the Entrepreneur Life Show, which I bring the best guest for you entrepreneurs. I mean, some moguls, influencers, celebrity guests, everybody that you want to see. I always have to say this. I work with the best publicists and PR agents because they get the people that I want and need and the people that you request to help you out. So let's get the housekeeping out of the way. I'd like to always say thank you to my sponsor, Marketing Out the Box. So if you want to grow your business, be the competition, make sure you check out Marketing Out the Box at iwantmorecustomersnow.com. And of course, Spinwax Radio, which is going to be launching soon. They are always looking for new talent. If you want worldwide exposure, check out spinwaxradio.com. And a new way to earn money, earn equity, where you can go to Black Unicorn Factory, blackunicornfactory.com. And it's called Follow Me for Equity. So as you know, I am also a business owner and entrepreneur. So let me tell you, when I have guests on the show, when I have these amazing entrepreneurs and business people, it's kind of sometimes for me too, because, you know, I get to take notes and learn something and take what they share as I'm like stalking their website and reading their bio and how that can benefit me and my business. And as you know, I'm an accountant in the industry. I also wrote a book, Successful Guide for Startups, to help you out. So check it out sometimes if you're a new startup. So let's talk about this queen today. So Miss Ashley Ann, and she's so fabulous. I mean, when you look at her, if you followed me and you've looked at my website, she just got everything going on. I'm a little jealous. You know, she just really, just her hair and all frazzly, dazzly, and glitzy. So it obviously, she's so charismatic. I can see why everybody probably wants to connect with her, because when you meet her, you'll see what I mean. So if you want to get your social content right, you want to turn your followers into people who are buyers, cash money, get your branding the way it needs to be. She has courses going on, classes, all kinds of stuff that's going to help you. She's worked with the best. She's won it. She's a speaker. She's a media mogul. There's a long list of stuff on her resume. So we are going to bring her on the show right now so you can meet her. We can learn. We can connect and see why I like her so much. Why you're going to like her so much. So let's bring her into the show. Hi, Miss Ashley. How are you?
I'm so excited to be here. Like, I know we've had a couple of challenges, but I'm so happy that
I'm happy you're finally here. And let me tell you, I was looking at your photos and your website, and it's so entertaining. You're so charismatic. I can see why people, I mean, connect with you like a magnet. I mean, you kind of like you want to be you.
Thank you. I can see why people connect to you, though. You're, like, super common. You have, like, good energy. And, like, you're very sweet. You're extremely helpful. So, like, I'm excited. I'm just a little country girl. You know how people are in the country. Girl, we make friends fast. We talk to a lot.
Have you always been an extrovert, outgoing, have the personality? Is that something you kind of had to build up?
I had to build it up. So I'm what you would call like a extroverted introvert. So naturally, if I'm left to my own disposition, I'm actually very introverted. I'm extremely quiet, which people would not, they're like, what? And my mom and my aunts and stuff, though, they're like, no, she is. Like, I was always like the quiet kid. I could sit and observe and watch and kind of figure out what's going on. Probably when I was like 13 is when I realized in order to be able to achieve a lot of the goals that I had, I was going to have to force myself to become more extroverted. And then I had two aunts that really, really like pressed me a lot. And so in church, they would make me do the announcements. They would always make us do like the speeches. I would have to do like these presentations and stuff like that, which I used to hate it when I was growing up, but I'm really thankful for it now. And so now I don't have any problem, you know, walking up and just making a new friend or meeting someone. But like most introverts, you know, you have to kind of like retreat and recharge. Yeah. So after I've done my whole little shalang-a-lang, I definitely am like in my house. And I'm like, nope, I want to stay here.
Did you always find yourself wanting to be an entrepreneur and helping people like myself and business owners? Or was it just something that came later in life and you said, you know, this is what I want to transition to?
It definitely came later in life. I've always had the natural disposition as far as just being helpful. Like, I've always enjoyed helping people with whatever. You could say, you know, Ashley, come over and help me paint, or help me in the garden, or help me with bricks, or help me with my math homework. Like, so by nature, I'm just a helpful person. It wasn't until probably like my mid-20s when I understood that I could help people in the areas of business and like conversion and marketing and stuff like that. That definitely came later.
So would you be able to share, like, because we all as startups go through obstacles. And even now, because, you know, when I started, you're always working for someone to say, well, you can do better. And how much better, you know, it's going to work when you do it. But then you don't realize the obstacles you go through. And so many of us then just say, it's too difficult. I'm not going to do it. It's too hard. They keep starting over and starting over again. If you can share some of the obstacles and experiences you might have that you can maybe share with us, you know, that, you know, we're not in this alone, because it's hard to be a business owner. It really is.
Yeah. My first ones that I experienced when I was starting up, a lot of it was I had to get like out of my own head. I had a lot of fear. I wasn't sure if people would like accept what I was doing, or if they would like it, or if they would get it. Cause I started off as an event designer and producer. I still have my event design and production company. And that's actually how I made my first $1 million. That's what taught me I was good at social media. And I'm in Arkansas, right? I'm in small town USA, and my ideas and kind of the way I do things, you know, were really different compared to what everyone else was doing around me. And so I was like, I wasn't even sure, you know, if I was going to be able to pick up clients, if people would accept it, if they'd be into it. Then once I got past that and saying, okay, I'm going to put it out there, a big challenge for me, because with a traditional business, you know, you have to have like a lot of products, supplies, equipment, things like that, especially in the event industry. Then it came the fact that I'm in an industry and no one really knew what it was here. I really believe like the Housewives franchise helped me out a lot. Because, you know, it peered into this life of these ladies, and they were going to all these fabulous events and having these parties and stuff like that. But when I started as an event designer in Arkansas, like, nobody really knew what that was. You know what I mean? So you couldn't just go into a bank and get funding. You know, like, I couldn't just go and get investors. So I really had to prove myself, and I had to bootstrap, right? So trying to figure out, like, who are the right suppliers, the right vendors, what meetings I'm supposed to be in, what lead group, how can I contribute, how can I find other people that can contribute to what I have going on, how to market myself. And I made, oh my God, like, so, you know, I went through school and I was taught to be a mass marketer, and so that's what I came out and did, right? So television and radio ads and billboards and mailers, and you know, they teach you that you're supposed to be everywhere, and if someone may need you, then you want to be the person they think of. That does not work for us small business owners, right? And I was spending tens of thousands of dollars a month, and one of the biggest, I always tell people, the whole catastrophe. So there was this group, I'm not going to say the name, and they're like, oh, we got this many listeners, we got this many people on our list, we got all of this stuff, and we're going to put you on, I think it was like 10,000 church fans or something like that. I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with like Black church, right?
Right.
So Black church, the church fans really only come out for maybe like three primary reasons. One, if people are hot, and if they're hot, that means they're uncomfortable.
Right.
Number two, they come out if a Holy Ghost fight breaks out, right? So you need your fans because the spirit is running loose. And number three, at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So because I wasn't really thinking, right, it's not good for me to be on these church fans because one, you have people on this list, but they're not my ideal customer. They can't even afford my services. But number two, people are now associating my company with negative experiences, right?
Oh,
you, when that thing comes out, you're associating my company with being hot and uncomfortable, or you're associating it with a painful experience because you're grieving the loss or death or something like that. So, oh Lord, that was a whole, it was like, I think my contract with these people was like 20-something thousand dollars, right? Whole waste of money. So, I mean, it's that thing as far as like, understanding, like, I have to know who my target audience is, right? I have to be focused on, like, is there a good product to market fit, right, with whatever it is that I'm offering? What are customers feeling like? What are they associating, right, with my brand and with my company and with my products and stuff? All those things that when you first get into business, you're not thinking about that. You're just like, well, I just got this awesome offer, and I just want to put it out there to the world, right?
Yeah.
And I want to make my sales and make my money. So, then, like, getting into challenges once, you know, I started expanding, trying to build out, like, a team and find, like, legitimate people and people, you know, that are actually going to be consistent and they can perform and bring back results. And, you know, trying to figure out how do we allocate that 80% of work that can go to other members on the team and the 20% of the things that I should be doing, how to get people trained, how much we should be spending in training. All of those were like, you know, just kind of cutting your teeth and learning along the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always wanted to ask someone this question. So you're the perfect person to answer this. Is I've seen, I'm sure you've seen this too, a lot where I see on social media where people will say, or little videos, you don't need a website for your business. You can do everything using social content. You can grow your business using social content. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how realistic that is. I know how I am with, the first thing I look at is I'm looking for a person's social, their website. And then I'll, you know, I'll look at like, how easy it is for me to find something on their website, and or do I have to keep scrolling on like Instagram to find something what I want to buy? I don't know.
So I would agree. I tell my people all the time, you do not need a website to make money. Mm-hmm. It's one of the, I feel like you, once you start generating cash and we have a system, then we can work on pumping the money into the website. You actually are in a minority. Actually, 70 to 75% of people now, they will go and check social media looking for a brand, an offer, a company, a product, a service, whatever it is that they're trying to find. So the deal is you have to have, but like you say, you don't want people just scrolling, trying to find something, right?
The
average customer isn't going to do that.
Right.
You have to have a tree. So we work with a company called EasyTree.me. And basically inside of the custom tree, when people click the link in your bio from Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter or TikTok or wherever they're looking at you at, then you can have categories. So you can say, these are new arrivals. You can have a shop with me, but you can put in, if you have like something to build up your list, whatever the lead magnet is, it may be there. For instance, in our tree, we'll have a link over to this podcast so people can go download and listen, right? Those sorts of types of things. So people can just immediately get to what they're looking for. So you have to have a tree. You're going to need some type of payment processor, and you got to have a cart. And the way that Facebook and Instagram are moving now, you can actually, you know, just like push an image if it's something you want, and you can shop and automatically upload it and it'll pre-populate your information and you go on about your business.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So now for business, because there's so many different types of business entities, and can I assume that no matter if they're service related, if they are tangible with inventory and selling product, whether that be, I don't know, chefs and caterers, that because you have so many different type of programs that you offer, that is it like open to any type of business? Because you have a lot of courses.
Yeah. So basically my thing is, if you want to make money with your social media accounts, I can assist with that. I don't really care if you sell physical products, digital products, service-based, if you're a personality, if you are a community curator or a commentator, if you want to monetize it through social media and digital marketing channels, I assist with that. When we get into like our different courses and trainings, a lot of them are broken down based on what people need. Mm-hmm. Because you may say, well, I need help with sales, but there are people at different levels of sales, right? You have some people that are in the beginning phases of sales and they haven't even priced their products or their offer appropriately. You have some people, maybe they're making sales. Maybe they're making $10,000 to $15,000 a month in sales and they're trying to get up to $50,000 or $100,000, right? So teaching someone how to scale and what needs to go into their marketing campaigns and how to set up automated sales is going to be totally different than we're working with someone who hasn't even had their first sale, right? And we're trying to get them to the first to 10. So a lot of my products, like if you need help with marketing, it's going to be divided up based on if you're a beginner, if you're intermediate, or if you're, you know, like really advanced, and maybe we're trying to grow to a conglomerate or get you to your first 7 or 8 figure year, right? Totally different avenues. I always tell people to come into Instapoint Academy. That's the best program. That's the comprehensive one that's going to get you everything that you need. But sometimes people, the way they're checking their savings account set up, they can't get into Instacorn right then and there. So we create the smaller products to say, hey, you can't get here right now, but you need a marketing plan. Go and buy this, you know, $27 marketing plan. It's going to help you make a few thousand dollars, and then you can go and reinvest your money accordingly. So we set up, you know, little things to be able to help people kind of with where they are. Some people are in phases where they need help with figuring out what their actual digital brand is going to be and how they're going to position it and how they're going to package it, right? Some people are like, they know they want to make extra money online and they don't even know what to offer. So they may need help with actually creating a product, right? Mm-hmm. So just kind of different phases where people are.
I'm glad you kind of said that, because when I was looking and reviewing your website, because obviously sometimes people don't even know what stage they're at or what stage they should be at. So I'm assuming that that's the time where they can consult with you, because I know I saw that you have stuff like, I'm assuming it's for everybody. There's like the stimulate your business package, and then the there was the money manifestation live stream, and which I was really intrigued by. And then but I didn't, when you just talked about sales, like you don't really think of that. You think of hiring someone maybe to do sales for you, I guess, but never think of how am I gonna sell my own product.
And see, and it depends, like your business is more established, so you're looking like, oh, I can get a sales team, or maybe I can get a closer, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're just getting started, and if you're in my position, I started with $125 and a laptop. So I didn't have any money to hire a salesperson when I first got started. I had to be, right? I had to be the salesperson. I had to be the marketer. I had to be the accountant. I had to be the bookkeeper. I had to be the administrator, right? Like so many people, when they get started, you have this idea, you have this goal, and you're going from what you have in your pocket or access on your cards or your bank account. And so social media is really amazing, because you can put up funnels and literally sell automatically. Like I literally wake up every day and there's money in my account and I haven't done anything, because all of my funnels and systems are working for me on social media, right? If I do a live stream and let's say I get, you know, 2,000 people in that stream, and I say, hey, today we're going to be talking about, like for instance, we're starting a series today on getting people set up for 2022, and we're going to help people set their resolutions, and like also outside of that, like how like they can start the process of manifesting whatever they want. And we'll do an extensive training on this is what you need to be able to manifest things, right? So if I'm in that series and I say, hey, if you are finding value in this series, you know you want copies of all these videos, click the link in my bio and press the first button, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a good amount of people that click the link in the bio and they press the first button. My systems are set up that when they tap that button, it's going to automatically send them an email. It's going to redirect them on the other side, automatically pop them into the course. They're going to see a message that says, you know, this is a live working series. All of the videos will be uploaded as they're completed. And then every day they'll be able to go and log in and see their videos inside of the bank. So I'm making sales that way. Then I take the replay and I may email it out to people that missed it. I may text the link to the people on my list that missed it. I then may turn around, and if there's a group that I'm in and I know that they're interested in that type of content, I say, hey, y'all, I did a stream today about XYZ. You can click here and watch it for 24 hours for free. And at the end, they're going to catch my offer, right? So now I'm making this one stream work for me in multiple different ways. It's gone out in the email. It's gone out in the text. It's in whatever group. I'm not doing anything else, but this thing is making money for me. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So, literally, you have, if you have these systems in place, you can make a ton of money through your social media, and that's what I teach my clients how to do. And this is how I have so many people that are high earners, especially getting to 6 and 7 figures within a year. I show them how to structure, and basically this is how we create content and posts and stories that are going to convert for you as far as sales. This is how you run, you know, a 6-figure webinar. This is how we create what it is that we need.
Now, I want to go back a little bit about streaming, because I do see a lot of people stream. Very few that I feel that are interesting enough for me to stop. And so, and I don't mean that negatively, but I'll see a lot of stream people putting their Cash App, or it's not really about anything. So sometimes I have to go to the website where they, not their website, their social profile to see, well, let me see what they're actually talking about. But it really sometimes doesn't have to do with what their social profile is for the brand. So it gets confusing. So I wanted to ask, how important is that because they say you should be streaming, you should be going live, but sometimes don't know the right, what to do the right way, what you should be doing when you're streaming. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. A lot of people struggle with that. And actually, streaming is the fastest way to generate profits, like through social media. I literally have clients that go from $0 to like $15,000, $20,000 in a 6-week period from streaming. But a lot of people don't do it because they're so afraid, or they have anxiety, or like you just said, they're just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I always tell people, follow the 80-20 rule. Whatever your core offer or your product is, 80% of your stream should be about that, right? So let's say, for example, I'm gonna stream about how to run influencer ads. Well, I'm going to teach that in a series. It may take me 5 days or 2 weeks, or it may be even a month, depending on how much information I have about that. And I'm going to start my broadcast and say, hey, I'm Ashley. I'm a biz builder, a social media strategist. You know, I've helped 151 people make $1 million in under a year. 700 of my clients are 6-figure earners. I have 9 clients that have $1 million months, and I love everything about social media and business. And this month, we're focused on a series on how to run influencer campaigns, or how to run successful influencer campaigns. And we're on day number 6. And if you miss the first 5 days, that's okay. Don't worry. You can still get something today. Get your pen, get your paper, get your tablet. Let's go. And then everybody in the kingdom, if you're in here and I help you make some money, like this is my regular stuff, throw up your dollar signs, your credit card emojis, your euro, your yen, dinero. Tell us how much you made. So I get my receipts built in. I get my customers to drop their receipts and their testimonials right then. Everybody else, MC, ready, ready, ready. And then we get going, and I'm going to go, all right, so we've already covered, and I'm going to give a recap, and then I'm going to say, so now today we're focused on this. And by the way, if you want what we already covered and you want a copy of today, go click the link in my bio, right? Go click the link in my bio and pray and purchase the series, just like that. So literally, if you were talking about bookkeeping, you may say today we're going to talk about, you may say this week we've been covering common bookkeeping mistakes that business owners make. And we've already covered the first 4 mistakes. You're going to give the first 4, and you're going to say, and today we're on number 5, and this is a big one, and this is what we're doing. If you want information and help on bookkeeping, mm-hmm. how to properly set things up. And if you've made one of these mistakes and you want to know how to fix it, go click the link in my bio, hit tap the button and get this series, right? So if 80% of your content is focused on what you really do, and if you're doing series, you can move from thing to thing, right? Because there's always something that you can talk about, everything from setting up to softwares to tools mm-hmm. to supplies to how to do things to tactics to what just released in the industry and how it's going to affect your day-to-day, whatever is going on. There's something for you to talk about, for you to teach inside of that right category, even if it's just doing a Q&A and letting people ask mm-hmm. questions about that particular topic, right? Your other 20% is where you're building up your connection and your relationship with your audience. So that's when people are just on, and I do everything in my 20%, from cooking to cleaning. People want to see how I organize stuff. They want to see a holiday tour of my Christmas trees, to talking about, you know, bad dates and good dates to whatever. Or just ask me anything you want to know personally, right? We just talked about BS tonight, right? So literally there's 20% of I'm just getting to know you and hanging out with you, and I want to learn everything I can about my audience. And then the other 80% should be focused on whatever the core offer is.
So many of us, like I've heard this before, knowing and finding your target audience. And when I remember when I started, just like many, and sometimes that it's probably bad thinking this way, you think everybody's your target audience as long as they're going to spend money. But then you realize they're not your target audience and marketing and how you market. And so, but then how do you know what your target audience, I don't know if that's a stupid question, what your target audience is.
A lot of people struggle with that. So there's two different ways. Some people have like really big personalities and they're just able to draw people to them, and their audience will tell them what they want from them, right? Mm-hmm. Then some people, like us, we have a very specific service or an offer, right, that goes out into the marketplace. Then, like you say, everyone's not your customer. When you try and sell to everyone, essentially, you're really selling to no one. That's how that works. So our goal is to say, well, who are the one? We're going to build like little archetypes. Right, there's a little avatar or representative of this niche, and most people have 1 to 3 niches of people that they service. And it's, we start getting into like, well, how old are they? What do they do professionally? What are these people doing on the weekend? And more specifically, how can my offer or product help them? In what way are they gonna use it? And I'll break it down a little further. Like, let's say you own the pizza parlor. Well, technically, everybody can eat pizza, right? From like a 2-year-old to somebody that's 105 years old. But they're all going to be your customers in different ways. So let's say at this pizza parlor, I have a $6 pizza special or something like that. And my pizza parlor is maybe a block or two away from a college campus. Well, on that college campus, they may be one of my ideal audiences. And I'm going to market to them, hey, we're open late during finals week, and for $6, you can come and get a pizza and breadsticks or something like that, right? And, you know, now the language you're using is around finals, it's around studying, it's around groups, right? It's about the economic benefit of this particular product. Same pizza parlor may have a family package that's $39.99. And in the family package for $39.99, you get, you know, 2 pizzas, you get breadsticks, you get a dessert, you get some drinks, and they're even going to give you napkins, paper plates, and the cups, right? Well, the college kids aren't going to be interested in that, but maybe if you're 30 and up and you got a couple of kids and it's Friday night or Wednesday and you don't feel like cooking, hey, let me pull up and get this family special, right? Family pack. So, literally, the pizza parlor can service the college kids and it can service the parents, right? But when they're promoting or marketing, they're going to be marketing from 2 different angles and 2 different needs. So if I'm in college and I put that ad, if I'm marketing to the college kids and I put that ad up on social media, I'm probably going to get some kids that are in sweats, maybe, or in hoodies with a hat. They're going to have their laptops and their phones up. We're going to put a bunch of books and notepads across the table, right? And maybe my 2 boxes or 3 boxes of pizza in the center of the table to represent a study group, right? And then literally my post may say, up late studying, or we may say up late and hungry, call us, we're open, or click the link in the bio and you can make an order, right? Like a text to phone order or something. But if I'm marketing to that family person, I'm probably going to drop my ad at like 6, 7 a.m. in the morning when they're getting ready for work or on their way.
Right.
And I'm going to say, got a busy day and need dinner tonight? Click the link in the bio and call us and we'll have your family pack ready for you tonight. Or it may say, be the hero at work. And then you may show like a dad or a mom with some kids at a table looking happy. You know what I'm saying? The wife looks happy. The husband looks happy. Everybody's happy. Or the wife and the kids are at the table and the dad is coming in through the door holding his pizzas and desserts, right? Literally, same company, but we're marketing to two different people and two different situations in their life. So when it comes to finding your target audience, it's really important that you actually have to understand your customer. So you're looking for like, where are they in their life? Where do they aspire to be? What are common problems or issues they have that they're having right now? And how can you assist them or help them with whatever that is? Once we figure that out, when you start creating content, right? Well, now it's going to be directed towards that avatar, and that's how you attract your ideal audience. So again, if we go back to the pizza parlor and the college kids, well, you may also see them giving study tips, cheat sheets, things to help you stay awake naturally,
right?
Things to help you with your memory, because that's valuable content to that audience. And they're going to come and follow the pizza parlor because not only can you get cheap pizza, they're giving me study ideas and they're hosting trivia nights. And you know, does that make sense? Versus if you're a parent, right? I may be giving tips on like time management, scheduling, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that that's going to help a parent. So that's how you end up attracting your target audience, is through the content, the language that the content is in, and creating things that fit their life.
You know, I've never heard it put that way, because I often see, and this is just specific to me, what I see. I have gotten, you know, people who email market to me, but it has nothing to do with my business. Like, there was it had to do with men's hair growth or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, why are they sending me this? Because somebody got my email. Versus, and as well, like on social media, I notice it. So I click on something, all of a sudden, and what I clicked on to buy it, now it's all of a sudden in my timeline. So the, I've never heard it put the way that you can market to two different types of your target art. It's just the content, because some people just put up the same content and just keep sharing it and sharing it and sharing it, the same thing.
Yeah, and one thing that resonates with one person or one group is not going to resonate with the other. And so, like, a large percentage of my audience, they are single, right? So if we're like, hey, me and my friends are pulling up, we're on the yacht, we're having cocktails, we're all making money automatically while we're out here traveling, that's going to be attractive to you if you're in that market. But if I'm saying, hey, you need to be able to figure out a way to not trade time for your money, so you're not missing out on baseball games and your kids' recitals and their first steps, right? And you're able to give them the greatest education and provide a safe environment for them, and you're working on legacy building, two totally different demographics. Because mm-hmm. when you have a family, you're thinking about things like that, versus when you're single, we just out in the streets having a good time. We want to be financially secure, right? We want to prepare for our future, but it's not as pressing to us as it is to maybe someone that's a parent.
Now, there's many people, and I have seen this, and you may have seen this, and this is specific to social media, where people will often say, you know, I want to work from home. I want to start a business. What should I do? Do you have, and then you see everybody inbox me with some, who knows what. And so for people who, they want to start a business, they feel that they have that skill or in their heart to be an entrepreneur, you know, do you have something designed for them that can help them figure that out? Because sometimes people don't know themselves, or maybe are just afraid to take that step.
If they click the link in my bio and they scroll down to my free 99 section, I have this course it's called Biz Boom. It's a $2,500 course, but I offer it for free. It takes 10 days to take, but it helps people assess kind of like their skills, their interests, and their gifts. And then from there, they can pick, like, okay, if they want to do a work from home business, if they want to, you know, become an affiliate marketer, if they want to build up a community, if they want to take whatever field they've been working in for the past 10 or 15 years and say, okay, I want to do this, you know, for commercial clients now, mm-hmm. whatever it is though, but it helps give them some type of guidance to say, okay, this is what I'm interested in or what I like or that I'm good at. Now let me work on building income with this. And there are some people, they just, you know, they like doing network marketing and work from home type stuff. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, whatever you do, you need to like to do it. So that way on the days when you're not motivated, mm-hmm. the work still carries on. People kill me and they're like, oh, I'm passionate about it. I'm like, you be passionate about something different every month. You know, then you be passionate about 12 different things in a year. Yeah. Passion changes, but if it's something that you fundamentally enjoy or you're skilled at or you're gifted at, you can do that for quite a while.
So do you think that people get the confusion of what multiple streams of income are?
Yeah, I think people think multiple streams means multiple jobs, and it doesn't. We want to try and be smart, right? Time is a limited resource, right? That's the only thing on the planet Earth that we can't get back, right? Even if you lose money, you can make more money. You know what I'm saying? You can buy another outfit, you can buy another house, you know, you can buy another car, but you cannot get back your time. If someone has wasted an hour or 10 hours of your day, it is gone, never to be seen again. There's nothing we can do to recover that.
Yeah.
So from that aspect, it's, you know, how can you create the highest amount of value on your hour, right? Mm-hmm. And so you may have your 9-to-5 and maybe a side hustle, but maybe you get smart and you start to purchase crypto or pieces mm-hmm. of land in Decentraland. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're gonna purchase index funds in the stock market. Maybe you're interested in real estate, but you don't actually want to go out and flip or wholesale or buy and hold. But there are people there that have these projects going on and you can invest in the projects mm-hmm. and get a really quick return, right? Maybe you have decided that you really, really love a product and you're always telling people about this product and you call that company and you're like, oh my gosh, they have an affiliate program. So every time you tell someone about this product, right, you can actually now start to collect some money from it. So it's really about just multiple streams and making your money work for you more so than trying to go out and have like 7 or 8 jobs. Because I do see people and they're like, I want to have 8 businesses. Why do you want to have 8 businesses? That's crazy. You're gonna kill yourself. You don't need 8 businesses. Well, I see a lot of wealthy people and they have like 20 LLCs. Well, they're not doing that because those are active businesses. They're doing that as a way to protect their assets, right? And you're not going to keep, you know, more than $1 million or $2 million in real estate inside of each LLC. That's why they have 20 LLCs, because they have 20 different apartment buildings or buildings they're using for Airbnbs or, you know what I mean? Something like that. So a lot of times people definitely are out here just overworking themselves, and I would say focus on one thing, get that up and running smoothly for you, where you don't necessarily have to be involved mm-hmm. every day for it to work properly, and then get into your next venture.
So I know that you also are a speaker and very influential too, and worked with some really great clients, and as far as, you know, expanding their visibility. How did that come into fruition? I mean, it's good when you can be, you know, an introvert turning into a somewhat extrovert, but then going in front of hundreds of people is like totally a different thing. And so many people want to be speakers. And I see this, and at one point in time, you know, I was asked to speak somewhere years ago. And I was like, I thought I was a speaker, and I realized I wasn't really quickly, you know, when I got there. So how did that become into fruition? And, you know, many people want to be speakers. They want, and there's a big difference between talking somewhere and being a speaker and bringing people in.
So literally, it wasn't ever like an aspiration, believe it or not. It's one of those things that just kind of naturally evolved. I had a few people ask me to speak at different universities. Then someone's at the university, they're like, hey, can you come and speak at this conference? Then someone asked me to speak at a conference, and I was like, well, I think what you really need is a workshop. What if I taught instead of spoke at this particular thing? And then people just kept seeing me for stuff and just kept asking me to come to stuff. And eventually we put up a one sheet and a page with information and ways that people could come and book. But I think that being country and being naturally friendly, large crowds don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, it doesn't intimidate me at all. I get up there on the stage and I'm like, hey, y'all, you know, like, let's turn up, let's have a party, let's learn something today. You know, and I want to try and educate you and entertain you at the same time. If you can look entertainment today, and then I'm gone by my business. But I will say this, I've helped lots of people who have wanted to become speakers. And one thing, you know, you have to understand, you're not going to start off being a keynote. You're not going to start off being a facilitator or at the workshop. And so you are going to have to take some speaking gigs for the free 99. And people don't like to hear that, but you have to have some type of sizzle reel. You have to have some type of speaking topics. If you want to get on big stages or prestigious stages, if you want to be the person that, you know, someone's paying you $10,000 or $20,000 to show up in the room, you have to have a pretty good resume and you have to have a lot of proof to say, I can speak, I can keep the crowd engaged, I can help, you know, bring this point home for you, I can help your event be a success, you know, because I was there and I was able to add some type of value, right, to the room and to the space. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They just think they can, you know, take a bunch of dope pictures and they can get one sheet and they can pose up and say, all right, I'm a speaker, come and hire me, come and book me. And there's so many different things and different ways that you can speak, right? You can speak based on like training, it could be workshops, you could be a facilitator, you may be asked to speak on panels and moderate. I'm really excited. I'm a part of the Essence Entrepreneurship Conference that they have, and it'll be live next week and all of that. They asked me to be a part of the panel, and they actually paid me to be a part of the panel, right? No, like, Essence, I did it for free, but I'm like, okay. Sure. But, you know, literally, to be able to get to that point, I had to have a lot of things, right? A lot of speaking engagements, a lot of experience, a lot of people that can co-sign and say, no, this girl can bring, right, what you need. And then also having the proof, right, through the sizzle reels, the pictures, the images, video clips, being able to work with different events and saying, so one of the techniques that we use for people that want to get started, and everybody, you have to have a one sheet and you need to go and get some good headshots taken because they want to see what you look like. And if you're speaking at a couple events, get the video clips and have it made into a sizzle reel and a little about you. And you want to have at least 3 to 5 speaking topics listed on what you speak on. So let's say there's an event that you really, really want to speak at. You can go to the event producer and you may say, hey, I see that you have this conference coming up March of 2022. I know that the speakers have already been selected and I speak and train, or I'm a resource or an expert in this particular subject. And I just wanted to offer my services as a backup. And if something should happen or someone should have a cancellation or can't make it, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I can make myself available. Here's a link to my one sheet. Here's a link to my sizzle reel. If you have any questions or you'd like to connect, you know, here's my information and how to contact me. That's a really easy way to get yourself in the room and to get started. If you have never really professionally spoken, I would highly encourage you to join like a Toastmasters. They're really good at helping people garner like public speaking skills. Because there's an art to speaking, right? You got to start off, you got to have an intro, you got to create a buy-in, you got to give whatever the information is, and then you got to be able to close someone, right? And ideally, you want to leave them on a high. So that way people are feeling good, right? That sort of type of thing. And then sometimes when you're speaking, you may not have the opportunity to make an offer. You're just there to train, facilitate, educate, be a keynote, motivate, whatever it is that they want you to do, right? And so then you got to know how to open up, how to tie it into what's going on at the event, how to give the pertinent information, how to be able to keep the crowd engaged, and then how to be able to give your farewell while leaving people on a hot, right? And wanting them to want to connect to you. So
that's a lot. I'm sorry. It's a lot to me because you're speaking to a crowd of people that you don't even know, and you have to know how to engage with people that you don't know. It's, I would see, I don't know, it would be to me, you have to have some type, you have to have a skill to do that. I wouldn't think that it's easy.
Yeah, and that's why I think Toastmasters helps to develop people with teaching you how to work a crowd, get the crowd involved with what you're doing. Some people naturally, they're just gifted and they can just do it. But some people, you know, they got to work a little bit. And that's okay if you got to work a little bit on it. Nothing wrong with it. But I really love Toastmasters. I think that they are a fabulous resource for people that want to be speakers.
Now, do you help for people to, when it comes to like branding? I you know, everywhere it's like your brand. You are your brand, and that's on every like social platform that you're on, even what is on your personal Facebook. I don't know.
Because there are lots of people who have brands and companies, and you don't know. Like if you look at Coca-Cola, like Coca-Cola is a whole entire brand. There's not a face or a person that people associate with Coca-Cola, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a face, right, that someone associates with Best Buy. People just associate the blue t-shirts and the brown khakis, right, and the blue building with the yellow tag with Best Buy. So this whole you are your brand, I think if you are like a coach or a consultant or you're like a personality or community leader, you fall into that category. But there are lots of people who have like physical products, and they're not going to be the face of their brand, right? You know what I mean? And when it gets into branding, it's not really about colors and logos. It's about having a really amazing offer and being able to target that offer to your 1 to 3 niches. That's what it's really about. I tell people to think about their brand like it's a person, right? Because your brand is its own entity. And if you took your brand to dinner with your friends, what would your friends and family say about your brand, right? After dinner or when you went to the bathroom, what would they say about the brand, right? And then now you need to start thinking about what are the 3 words you would want people to say about your brand, right? Is it smart? Is it funny? Is it captivating? Is it helpful? Mm-hmm. You know, is it valuable or is it trash, right? Is it confusing? Is it cluttered and no one knows what's going on, right? So literally, what are the 3 words you want people to say about your brand? Then we're going to work on trying to make sure all of our content, our products, and the experiences that customers are having with us fall into one of those 3 words.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just telling me a lot that, I guess I still need a lot of work. I mean, you know, I do well, but there's so much that you can, I think because of times are always so interchanging and your target market could always is somewhat changing. As my business grows, my target market seemed to change from what I started off with now where I am, because now I seek higher paying clients from when I first started. So I get what you're saying on your brand. And I was one person because of my industry where part of my brand is kind of me because I deal with money. But for those, I hear that a lot, people who are selling product and where I'm not really, honestly, I don't care much about them. I'm looking at what I'm trying to buy. Truly, you know, when it's clothed online or, you know, something that they've designed or something. So I get that. If there's any kind of tips that you would or, you know, you would give a person in their first 3 years that would give them a little insight on marketing, what maybe the three things are people do wrong when starting in marketing. I know in mine it was, I used to copy what other people did because I thought it looked like it worked because online they looked like they were doing amazing. What would you say are some things that they should look out and not do?
I would say the first thing that I would tell people not to do is RAM, and that's random acts of marketing, and you're just kind of putting anything and everything out there. You need to have some intention and you want to be strategic. Remember the 80-20 rule. And there are 2 types of content that convert really well: valuable content and relational content. Valuable content is when you're given like terms, tools, steps, concepts, you're teaching people things, even basic vocabulary. This word means this, and when you see this, this is how this applies to you, right? Mm-hmm. You'll be amazed at how many things people just don't know, and they will see you as a resource just because you're helping and explaining and breaking things down to them, mm-hmm. so that they can process it. Then your relational content, that's going to be like in that, right, when we're asking about, like, which would you prefer? What category are you in? Does anybody remember this? It's going to be based on, like, interests, likes, community, yeah. cohorts, right, stuff like that, actually building out a relationship. And those should always come with an offer or a call to action to connect, mm-hmm. right? So join my free club or come into my Facebook group or, you know, sign up for this free XYZ element of P, right?
Right.
Type of thing. So that's the first thing. No ramming. Like, we actually going to have some intent, and we're going to be focused on value-based content, relation-based content, and trying to talk to these 1 to 3 groups of people, and that's it. The second thing I would tell people not to do when they start marketing, you gotta find that money from somewhere, okay? And it doesn't have to be a lot, because I actually started with $50 a month. That was my whole marketing budget, which is crazy now, because now I spend like tens of thousands of dollars. But your marketing, like every day you've got to meet a new person. And social media is amazing, because it will let you meet 1,000 new people in a day. And you don't have to spend a lot on, like, big influencer campaigns, right? Because with some influencers, it may cost you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, you know, depending on how big they are.
Right.
But you can work with micro-influencers, and these are people who have pages that have anywhere from 25,000 followers up to 250,000 followers. And they will literally let you run ads on their pages for, like, $40, $20, $100, stuff like that. And you can see instantaneous results. You can see yourself get 300, 400, 1,000 new followers just like that, right? Because you put $50 on a post and it was interesting to this group of people, right? To their audience. So I would tell people to really look at doing that. I think people frustrate themselves trying to run, like, Facebook ads and Google ads and stuff like that. That can be a lot harder or a lot more challenging to get it set up. And you literally can go and just kind of research, where do your people hang out at? What pages do they like? Are there people that have complimentary products and services to mine? Let me see if I can connect with them, and let me give some type of content on their page and give the call to action for them to follow me back. So that's probably the second mistake. The third big mistake that I would say that people are making is that they're inconsistent. If you're going to market, if you want your audience to show up for you, you got to show up for them. And so literally, you know, I think people confuse frequency with consistency, and they're like, well, I posted 6 times today, the tone wasn't consistent, right? The topics didn't make any sense. Nothing that you posted correlated with what one of your offers was. There's no call to actions. Mm-hmm. You went from an exciting voice to a conservative voice to a shy voice, right? It's like, nobody knows what's going on. So be consistent. Be consistent with images that look like your audience or images that represent where they aspire to be. Be consistent with your tone and your voice. Try and pick 3 to 5 fonts and stick within those 3 to 5 fonts for your page, so it's not all over the place and hard for people to understand what's going on when they get there. And consistently, 80% of your content, again, should revolve around your core offer or your core product, so that way it's easy for you to make the sales conversions. And so you have to consistently have a call to action, so people know to click the link in your bio and buy, or send you a DM, or text you, or download your podcast, or whatever you want them to do.
Well, that was extremely informative, and I know a lot of us have a lot to learn, obviously, probably doing one or none of any of them. I want to make sure that everybody, if you're listening on the podcast and you didn't get to watch the live, make sure that you go to the website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com, so you can connect with Ms. Ashley. Her website is on the screen and will be on the website, but I also want Ms. Ashley to share with you herself where you can find her and connect with her, but just in case you're not watching live. But you have so many different programs that I really like, the one-on-one biz I saw, and then, of course, so many different types of courses. That's why I was asking, like, specific, so to any type of business. But there's, like, there was at least a dozen or so courses on there. So I'm sure you're going to find something if you're needing help with your content or growth or, you know, how to turn your followers into actual buyers. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit before you go to make sure everybody knows where to connect.
Yeah, of course. I hang out on Instagram and TikTok most of the day. I just started TikToking. I love it there. TikTok, I know you didn't ask me this. It's a really great platform. It's pretty easy to build. I've built like a little over 11,000 followers in like a 2-week window. It's real easy compared to trying to get out and build on YouTube and Facebook and, you know, really? Instagram and stuff like that. And what's really interesting is they have a higher percentage of active users. So I'm enjoying TikTok a lot. So find me on TikTok or Instagram at King Ashley Ann. Same username on Facebook if you prefer to be there. And on YouTube, I'll start YouTube streaming at the top of the year. So right now, though, y'all, my YouTube page isn't that exciting, but the Gram and TikTok is where I hang out at. And right now, we're trying to make sure we help people get started with their goals. So if you text the word commas with a K, K-O-M-M-A-S, I will get you hooked up with free marketing plans, social media trainings, beginners, info, Instagram and Facebook cheat sheets, all of that stuff. Just text the word commas with a K to 501-285-8966. That's 501-285-8966. And it is absolutely free. You're not going to have to put in any credit card information or anything. And whenever I do my free business trainings and live stream sessions too, I'll shoot you a little text message and let you know that we're streaming and what we're talking about that day.
Well, thank you. That's a lot. So I hope you guys heard that. And if you didn't hear it, then watch it on the replay. Check out theentrepreneurlifeshow.com. It will be there for life. And find on any of your social platforms. I so appreciate you being on the show and how fabulous you look. So if any of you, if you're just listening, you really have to jump on so you can see it for yourself and click on the link to the website. And for everybody who has always come back, who have been so dedicated listeners, and I forgot to say this in the beginning, I just really so appreciate the people who've been following on the podcast. You're so great because the guests that I'm bringing on the show, you must really like, because the downloads are, I think it's 200, 230 to 250 a month, which is great for me, maybe not for other people, but that's pretty good for somebody who's only been doing this almost 2 years. So that means you like the guests I bring on the show for you. And until next Thursday, everybody, thanks again for watching. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all.